The Homecoming and Other Stories by Maeve Binchy. The Homecoming, read by Sean Campion.
Why did you call the restaurant Quentin's? Mon asked one morning at coffee break. That's his name, the guy who owns it. Brenda was surprised that the young Australian girl didn't know this. She was so bright, so quick. I thought you two owned it. Mon was very confused. You mean you could be given the push just like me? Oh, very unlike you, Brenda laughed. He knows we are reliable. You're still proving it. Does he ever come over and see the place? No, never once he got us in to run it. Sometimes he sends friends, and then lets us know that they thought it was all going fine. He must trust you utterly. Well, we send him the accounts regularly. But you know, I think he hardly reads them, Brenda said wonderingly. And I haven't heard from him for a long time. I think I'll send him a cheery message if there's time today. What makes you think there's going to be time today? There never is any other day. Mon asked as she rinsed her coffee cup and went out to check the faultless dining tables in Quentin's restaurant. By chance, Quentin's father came into lunch that day. He has now retired from the accountancy practice, where he had always hoped that his son would succeed him. Distanced and confused by the boy's wish to go abroad and paint, he was grimly pleased that the dream of being a great artist had somehow eluded his son. "Do you hear any news from Morocco?" Brenda asked quietly, as she settled the older man at his table. "You'd hear more than I do," Quentin's father grunted. "Absolutely not. He's the employer you dream of. Not a word. Except a raise at Christmas. No wonder we get arrogant, Patrick and I, and think we own it ourselves." "By rights, you should own it. Didn't the pair of you make it what it is?" "No.